Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind Original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
BJ and Jamie. TikTok is back. Woo! The world could be a beautiful place again, right?
It's a better place with TikTok.
There for 12 hours, it was nothing but the world. I mean, the world could have ended. I mean, it could have ended when TikTok went down and nobody would have argued that point.
Because, it felt like, you know, it did.
If we can't have TikTok, who needs to live, right? That's the way it felt.
I can't watch my videos, man. I can't scroll. I can't doom scroll.
I'm out there in Las Vegas, and man, when it went down, I was up all night long. I just sat and looked at the screen. Come back, TikTok. Come back to me, please.
Cried yourself to sleep. I did, too. I know.
It was terrible. Terrible. But 12 hours later, boom. Later, it's restored.
After a short-lived shutdown, TikTok is back online for now. In a statement, TikTok credited President-elect Donald Trump for the temporary solution. The ban was issued due to national security concerns over TikTok's ties to China, which owns the app's parent company. Mr. Trump says he will issue an executive order Monday after he takes office, expanding the time before the TikTok law takes effect.
Donald Trump, save the day for you TikTokers. You better be grateful.
No, it was Obama.
Huh?
Oh, you know how they were talking at Jimmy Carter's funeral? You saw them both laughing?
Yeah.
Obama was telling him that he needed to save TikTok.
Oh, Obama convinced him.
Yeah, it was Obama.
Oh, get out of here. Yeah. I didn't know that.
That's what that conversation was about.
They were talking about TikTok.
He's like, man, my daughters really like TikTok, bro. You got to save that. Yeah.
See, I believed all those memes and everything you saw on the internet. I thought that he leaned over and said, hey, I hear you and your wife are splitting up.
Nope.
You know, I thought that's what it was all about. But, so that's a joke Obama actually was telling Trump, hey, save TikTok. You're going to look good, man.
Yeah, that's exactly. Yeah, and they were all
you
laughing
want a good
about
move?
It.
Uh-huh. And Trump looked back at him and said, what's TikTok?
That's exactly what happened.
I don't know what it is, but I'll save it on day one, man.
Whatever you say.
People will rejoice. They'll vote for you again. Even though you can't run again, they'll vote for you. So TikTok is back. Are you guys happy campers now?
Oh, I'm so happy.
I'll bet you are.
I was sitting at urgent care, and I just pulled it up. I was like, wait, it's back? No way. And they heard me yelling in the office. I was rejoicing right then and there.
He's doing a sack dance right there in the doctor's office, right?
Well, my face is ballooned up.
Earlier this morning, and I'm going to take this back, and I apologize. I said TikTok's only for people that are 25 and under. People started texting saying, hey, my husband, he's 62. He loves TikTok. But that's fine.
Hey, everyone's got their thing.
Somebody said their grandpa, he's 78, and he loves TikTok.
Good for him.
I take it back, though. I'm sorry I said it. My mistake. It's for everybody,
Don't
I guess.
Don't come after TikTok.
Yep, it's for everybody, old and young.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice.